faith. It's not a challenge.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, that's a surprising statement, so explain what you mean about faith not being a challenge.
The Promise Keepers organization recently commissioned the Barna Research Group to do a study for them. You know, the results were really eye-opening. Barna found that 85% of Christian men don't see issues of faith or spiritual things as challenges in their lives. Instead, they focused more on family, work, and health concerns. The report went on to say that challenges of being a better Christian, reading the Bible more, being more effective in evangelism showed up marginally in the survey. You see, with so much of the church now compromising with millions of years and evolutionary beliefs, the first book of the Bible isn't considered reliable anymore. As a result, the Bible as a whole isn't real to many anymore. So these survey results shouldn't be surprising. When the church doesn't defend the authority of the Bible beginning in Genesis, why should we be surprised when the men in the church aren't challenged in their faith? What's there to challenge them with? If the church wants to make a difference in the lives of these men, the leaders need to start accepting the truths of God's word in the first 11 chapters of Genesis, and then maybe these men would start accepting the truths in the rest of the Bible too.
Indeed, the Bible is a true history book of the universe. It's the theme of Ken's new booklet, The Seven Seas of History. It's available free on our website, answersradio.com.